Blog Talk Radio. and bless his holy name. Yes, won't you take us in too? You know why? We have the word of the Elohim, which is what we study on the Real Talk for Real People show. It's not always a warm, fuzzy feeling, but it's intelligent, it's accurate, it's a critical analysis and our assessment. It tries to give you a bird's eye view. It meshes you into your studies. It also tries to cross every T and dot every I and leave no stone or leaf unturned to get to the bottom, the crux of the matter, which is what says the Elohim in any subject matter, which should matter to you far above what Yam Tzu says. And anyone else for that matter. And we encourage you further after these studies to burn the midnight oil. The most important thing you have to talk about is your soul and its final resting place of restoration for that matter. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. I know some of you people that students out there may be dressing your little kitties for goblins, ghosts, and orange jack-o'-lanterns, getting ready for prison with orange jack jumpsuits. That should be scary. It is scary in prison with your orange jumpsuits. They are getting you ready for fired up and ready to go. Ooh. Oh, I ain't scared of that. I am scared of some walking dead. It's true. But that being said, there is a vortex that you open up, I suspect, when you mess with things. You ought to study everything, especially in regards to these holidays that some of you choose to participate. Study its origin, the who, what, when, where, and how, before you dress a little grandchildren and a little baby, ooh, goblin, scary, orange, jack-o'-lanterns, get ready for prison. Before you dress those little baby, won't you invest in? Yeah, because we have a tendency, as a people lost from our homeland and our real culture, we try to assimilate into other people's cultures. And it doesn't work for us. It simply works on us. So I would advise you not to get involved with these particular holidays, which in most cases, because our thinkers are broken, leaves us penniless in inner days. Y'all know I ain't lying. 4th of July, we are the ones spending all the money on a hog, pig, and all kind of pork you want to sell. And get a little fineries, a little red, white, and blue little outfits on, and can't feed your family at the end of the month. Why you pop fireworks when you were let off the plantation about 8 years later? Yeah, 4th of July. We got there. We celebrate these holidays because we don't know what to celebrate, truth be told. And I'm not too hard on this. And it is kind of humorous. But that's why you need to study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, so you can find out who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing or not doing. So take that paint off them little babies. That little spooky paint. Take the little orange jumpsuits off, getting ready for prison. It's scary in there, too. Scary. Ooh. So take them off that mess. Open up y'all's room for the little babies. Y'all think I ought to wear Jonah's whale? I'm gonna go like Jonah in the whale. I'm just playing. But seriously, you may be wondering who the reference I'm making to for us elite study students in these studies, because we're all students. Sister Abby, y'all from New York City. And Cartrell from New York City. And no, they're not about to celebrate no Halloween. And what do I know about them? I've been studying with them quite a while. And this I know in all sincerity. They love you. That's why they're here. And most importantly, they love the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, their soul, and all that is within them. That's what I know about them. That's all I need to know. So let me introduce you to them and really write to study. So, Stavia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. And may y'all bless everybody. All praise and glory to y'all. And I got a better costume for you tonight. That would be the Joker.
What's the Joker?
You could be the Joker, man. Love and praise God. It's good to be back.
Yeah, they think I'm a Joker, too. Yeah. Thank you, Sister Abby. It's good to have you back. Now, Brother Cartrell from New York City. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing okay. Oh, let's get me some ass in. Give me some ass in before we get serious.
All praise. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody knocking on your door.
They go back and get ready. They lied on both sides of the street. I got the light out. We got the dog by the front door.
You got the dog at the front door. Oh, Lord.
I got some tricks. All right, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I can never understand for the life of me how Christians who believe so-called, quote-unquote, in God, you right. Sending out your children on Halloween when it has nothing to do with anything good, witches, ghouls, exactly. Goblins, ghosts,
mm-hmm.
monsters, demons.
Exactly.
What's that all about?
They open up their Pandora's box playing with their stuff. There's such things as witchcraft and sorcery. There ain't nothing to be trifled with.
And they try to make it acceptable, right, because everybody's doing it. And then it doesn't just stop on Halloween, because if you look at Disney real close
mm-hmm.
and Harry Potter movies, trust me,
right.
They're into that witchcraft.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And you better be monitoring your children, what they're watching.
Exactly.
Because they do promote witchcraft.
They do.
They make it look like it's good, magical powers. Harry Potter, he's the wizard, he flies, he casts magic spells.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
None to trifle with, Cartrell. You're right.
Oh, no.
Something serious. But, you know, they're getting their little youths ready for that. And the other, they're getting ready for prison. Orange jumpsuits in a scary place.
Mm-hmm.
True. Oh, that is true.
So one day out of the year, you're allowed to be evil. Right?
Exactly.
Dress up like Freddy Krueger or Michael Myers
mm-hmm.
or the Wicked Witch of the West.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be evil today.
Mm-hmm. Put them spells out there. Well, I've been doing this since I've been moving in this location. So I moved in this social 2019. I hadn't participated now and before. And the lights be out. That's the code. The code is I ain't doing nothing. But, you know, these little children, they'll keep knocking. Keep a knocking and I can't come in. And you can't come in. Keep a knocking and you can't come in. Read them the band. Bad spirits.
We used to have us jumping up, running to the door, see who was there. But I'm so glad we ain't got to do that now, because they can't even enter the building.
That's good.
And let them live here.
I need to be
with
a
all that
gate.
Here.
Yeah.
Huh?
I need to be a mere gate, put a locket on the front door.
Yeah, but don't they know all that? That witchcraft and necessity, you all talking about necessity, don't they know that y'all have all the power to knock that stuff out? So let them keep on playing.
And you can't come in.
That's right.
All right, y'all. Let's get into some serious stuff. Thank you, Sister Yehudi. Love you. Glad you're back. Thank you, Katria. Love you,
Sister
too, brother.
Avia.
I mean, Sister Avia. I mean.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I still love this sister. Sister.
We all do.
Yeah. All the sisters and brothers out there elected to come study y'all with us instead of getting your little hot wing baskets. Praise y'all. Be ready.
Okay.
Over the weekend, y'all, guess what? Yom Suf studied whale. They're the shark whale. Big fella. And I studied because Jonah said there was weeds wrapped around his head. Now, whales per se don't eat weeds, seaweeds, but the shark whale does. The shark whale does. And I looked at it. So I said, this whale was created specifically to incarcerate Jonah. And this shark whale doesn't look to hold a man. And y'all better retweak it so water can't come in and drown. I'm sure some water was coming into his belly. But by virtue of him eating that seaweed, it sort of made a negative of the acid content in his stomach. So I can see Jonah. A lot of people think it's just a fairy tale. I don't think it's fair. I think it's a true story. And that's why I did further investigation on the shark. And you guys take a look at him, too. He specifically likes to eat seaweeds. He makes them deep dives to the bottom of the sea. And Jonah said he was in the depth. He could feel that whale diving deep to get to those weeds. So let's check it out. Chapter 2 of Jonah. Praise God and bless his holy name. Trying to get Jonah some get right. But Jonah know who to went to. You know, as you notice, y'all, in the last chapter, Jonah then said, can y'all take a message to my family? Jonah did the right thing. And I'm going to show you how he did the right thing. He didn't go to nobody else, friends or nobody. He didn't tell those mariners, those sailors, that will y'all take a message to my family before you throw me over? Here's what he did. Chapter 2. Now, let me go back to the end of 1. That's why I said this fish, this whale, whatever it was, specifically prepared for Jonah to incarcerate him. Now the Elohim had prepared a great whale specifically for this incarceration to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Then Jonah, he started getting some get right. Then Jonah prayed to Yah, his Elohim, from the fish's belly, no matter where your trouble's at. If you're in a car wreck, you're losing your job, you're losing your wife, your husband, you're losing your friend, you're losing a loved one to death, or whatever that situation is. You take the opportunity then and there. Don't wait till after the fact. While it's going on, pray to the Elohim, which is what Jonah did. Jonah prayed to Yah, his Elohim, from the fish's belly during the trying moment. And he said, that's what Jonah said.
It can't get no worse than that.
I know that, right, bro?
Mm-hmm.
And here's what Jonah said. He's talking in the third form. I cried to the Elohim because of my affliction. I understood what I was going through in the midst of it. And he answered me. Out of the belly of sin, it was like Sheol to them. The spirits was like being in Sheol. Out of the belly of Sheol, I cried. And you heard my voice. You cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas. The floods, he could hear that water pounding inside the belly of this fish. And the floods surrounded me. All your billows and your wave pads, he could hear them passing over this great fish. Then I said, I've been cast out of your sight. You don't want to do that. That's why you need to pray. Let no iniquity keep you separated from the sight of the Elohim. You pray, let no, like King David did. Yet I will look again towards your holy temple. He looked toward where he suspected was Jerusalem was. He didn't have a compass, but where he suspected was Jerusalem. He looked toward that direction, as we all should be doing. The waters surrounded me. He could hear those waters. Even to my soul, into the core of me. Not only on the outside, but to the core of me, those waters surrounded me. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped up. That's why I told you about those weeds inside that fish's belly. Wrapped around my head. I went down to the, he could feel this fish diving deep to the moor of the mountain connected with that water. He could feel that fish going down to get those seeds, diving. The earth with his bars closed behind me. He said, there was no earth surrounding me that, the way this fish was diving. He could feel this fish diving like a submarine. Yet you have bought up my life from the pit as a result of me praying. Oh, Yah, my Elohim. When my soul refrained with, as a result of this situation, I remember that's what you all do. Don't remember your daughter, your mama, your sister, brother, your children. You remember your creator. I remember the Elohim. And my prayers went up, but his entreaties didn't go to mama, sister, brother, any other, or daddy, or daughter. Like Cartrell, always, don't come to Cartrell. Cartrell, I can't do nothing for you but pray for you. But you need to go to the Most High to seek solutions. And my prayers went up to you, because that's where our solutions come from, into your holy temple, which not in the physical sense is present, but the essence and the innate nature of Yah is still in that temple and still present, even though the temple is not present anymore. Those who regard, and these people that regard worthless idols, forsake their own. You're running from your own mercy because you're putting reliance on worthless idols hanging on walls in the Roman Catholic little gardens and whatnot. Not only so in the Roman Catholic, all over this universe, they got the little idols. They run into them. And you're stopping your own mercy, unbeknownst to you. But I was sacrificing you. That's what we need to be doing. Jonah said, I was sacrificed to the elders. Well, he literally couldn't do that. But he said, if I was in the situation, what he was saying, I could do that, I would do that. But I'm not in that situation, just like we are in this captivity. You can do what you want to do. But you can have the propensity when if the opportunity to set itself right in the land, in the temple, I would do exactly that. But you can't do that in captivity. Jonah was in captivity. He was locked down in that whale's belly. He couldn't light up. What was the altar? What was the temple in the whale's belly? Was it in his Jerusalem? No. But then what he said, if I could do the right thing under your codification process, I would do just that. And that's how our mind all be, Cartrell and Sister Avion, fellow students. Some things you can't do because the situation doesn't allow you to do that. But you ought to have the heart to do that if the situation presented itself and you could do it. But when you're in captivity, you're like Jonah, you ought to just have the heart to do it. And he said, I will sacrifice to you. And with that cycle, with the voice of thanksgiving, and he said, I will pay what I vow. If I could do that, an opportunity to present that, Yah, I will pay this vow. Salvation is of the Elohim, not of any other entity. I don't know what they're telling you in the new thing, the red letter version. But Yah is very specific. That's why they lied to you and said, hey, don't go over there. Why go over there? That's an old thing. But ain't nothing Yah said about this is over with. That's what they said. Well, you're going to put your reliance on your soul in the hands of mortal men instead of the hands of the Creator who created you, who knew you before you was in your mother's womb. And you mean to tell me you're going to put your trust in the Roman Catholics by virtue of these different religions that came from the Roman Catholic, that Martin Luther nailed a summation on the wall of the Roman Catholic Church, said, I'm done with y'all. Y'all ain't right. I'm going to open up the Lutheran Church. And a derivative of that, all these other churches by way of the Nicene Council. So you must rather put your trust of your soul and your salvation in the hands of man, not Yom Suf. Oh, hell to the north. Something must be wrong with y'all. Well, I guess if you love Trump and you think Trump going to save you, I think that speaks volumes. So y'all spoke to the fish. See, your mama, dad, and sister, brother, no Roman Catholic folk, and them churches can't speak to that fish. Y'all spoke to that fish. He desired. And as a result of that, that fish, heeding and codified to answer Yah, he vomited Jonah onto dry land. And that's the only way. Amen. And that's the only way we're going to get vomited out of these captivity back to our land. Stop putting your trust in men. Don't even put your trust in Yum Soup. Just like Cartrell said, I can't do nothing for you. But I know who can. I know the great I am and the great I is. And somebody lying if they said that he's changed. Yah don't have early onset dementia. He does not have early onset Alzheimer's. He is new, spanking brand new. But they done made him an old man and can't think for himself. That's why you got all these entities in the fashion. You got the LGBTQYXYZ trying to get at you and me in fashion. You got men putting their hands on their women and trying to justify it and vice versa. You got men trying to do sex perverted things to little children and trying to justify it. You got men and women in witchcraft and sorcery and trying to justify it with this new thing. See, religion in itself means to divide. The word means to divide. Just like Martin Luther knocked on the room of the Catholic Church. I don't want to be a part of you. I want to be something else. I want to be something brand new. I want to be something. And so we try to get knowledge on a lot of nonsense that are not valuable in any sense of the word. That's why you don't know who you are. That's why you don't know what you should be doing. That's why you don't know how you should be doing it and when it should be done with your new thing. You better get with Yah and get your minds right. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartrell, Sostavia, may the Most High direct and order your steps and guard your tongues. You have the mics.
What I'm getting also, just like you said, well, we know the court, Jonah realized that he was what he had did. And therefore, he hurried up and he repented. And what he did was he cried out to Yah. And Yah showed him love and mercy and forgiveness and compassion. And nothing I want to say. If you don't mind, Brother Conchia, don't just coincide with Psalms 88. If you, Jonah 2:3-6, and when I was looking it up and studying earlier today, and from Psalms 88, verses 6, 7, 8. Can you check that for me, and you'll see what I'm talking about?
It's Psalms 88 verses what, Avia?
6, 7, and 8.
Okay, Psalms 88, 6, 7, and 8. Okay. Don't put this work on the card, Jim. Okay, I'm at Psalms 88, 6, 7, and 8. It says, Psalms 88, a prayer for help and despondency, 6, 7, 8. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in the darkness and the depth. Your wrath lays heavy upon me. You have afflicted me with all your ways. Yes, yes. And you have put away my acquaintances from me. Praise Yah. Yes. They can fit into that.
Okay, I just want to make sure. But and this was that part. This song was from King David, right?
It didn't say who it was. Abby, I looked up on it, but it didn't say. Yeah, it didn't say who it was.
All right, thanks.
Let me see. Hold on, my wife got a different version. She's handing to me. 88. It says, a song of song for the songs of Korah to the chief musician upon Mahala, Leonor, Meshia of Hermon the Ezraite.
Okay, thank you.
Songs of Korah. You're more than welcome.
Yeah, so the prophet Jonah, you could tell he's a learned man, because he is quoted from not just that psalm. He's quoted from Psalms 18:6.
Let me 18. Read it for you. You want me to read it for you? Oh, 18.
Go ahead.
Yes. Okay.
Hold on. 18:6. And it's Yah the sovereign of Savior. And 6, in my distress, I called upon the Elohim. I cried out to my Yah. I heard my voice from his temple. He imagined himself being in that temple. And my cry came before him, even to his ears. Praise Yah. Same thing. Katya is right.
Yes. Praise Yah.
Psalms 42:7.
Hold on. 42:7. It says, yearning for Yah in the midst of distresses. And 7, deep calls unto deep at the north of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. Praise Yah. Cartrell's right.
Mm-hmm. And Psalms 31:22.
A psalm of King David. Yah, a fortress in adversity. The Elohim, Yah, a fortress in adversity. And the verse was what, Katrael?
22.
For I said in my haste, I'm cut off from you before your eyes. In my haste, I said that. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplication when I cried out to you. He thought he was separated from Yah. But even that being he made a false assumption. Yah ain't like that. He don't have early onset Alzheimer's. If he love you, he love you. Praise God. You're right.
And the fact that the fish obey Yah more than the prophet. When Yah called the fish to swallow up Jonah, the fish was right there. When Yah told the fish to spit Jonah out, the fish spit Jonah out.
Just like
swallowing Jonah for Jonah to humble himself.
Mm-hmm.
Why wait for you in the belly of the beast to humble yourself? Should have been humble from the beginning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now he finds himself in all this trouble, and Yah shows him mercy, because that fish could have spit him out in the depths of the ocean, and he would have never made it to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
3 days in the belly of a fish. That's amazing. And that might seem impossible, but nothing is impossible for the Creator. You tell me how he made the sun, because I'm still looking at the sun, and the sun is impossible. Anything you burn burns out at some point in time. The sun been burning for how long now? And it gives you 4 seasons every year? People take that for granted, right?
Exactly.
People take the sun for granted.
Unfortunately.
It's been burning in the vacuum of space, which science says nothing burns in the vacuum, but science has been burning in the vacuum of space, giving us season, giving us light, putting us in the Goldilocks zone. We take it for granted, but that in itself is a miracle every day. That's why we give thanks every day.
Exactly.
That's
so, story of Jonah, it should teach us that we should be servants of Yah from the beginning. Just like that fish. When Yah called that fish came. When Yah told that fish spit Jonah up, that fish spit Jonah up. He didn't have a problem. It's mankind that has a problem when the Most High gives us instructions and command. Mm-hmm. We can choose whether we want to do it or not. No, it's not really a choice. Because Yah, if he wants you to do it, he's going to force you to do it whether you want to or not.
Exactly. Gotcha. I was thinking while you were speaking about that fish, when y'all said spit him up. I bet that fish probably think I didn't spit up better food than this anyway. I could even digest hard-headed, stiff-necked stuff and junk.
Forget about the fish. Imagine you being Jonah inside the belly of a fish. How much it must have smelt.
Yeah, with seaweed wrapped
inside the belly of a fish.
Seaweed wrapped. It was a terrifying situation, I imagine.
And wasn't no way for him to escape. 3 days. Imagine being in the belly of a fish for 3 days.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
No light in the pit of darkness, out of darkness, no light, nothing. Just hearing all the waves going around. Fish is on the outside. You can hear all the waves hitting against that fish body. You can feel him diving, doing deep dives to the bottom of the ocean to eat those seafoods, man. It had to have been terrifying.
He wasn't in control of the fish. The fish was in control of him.
You better believe it. Fish got to eat. Jonah, one hard Hebrew Israelite didn't stop no show. Fish got to eat.
But we see his humility here because he's in trouble. Don't wait to humble yourself when you're in trouble. You should continually and forever walk humbly before our Creator.
Praise God. You said a mouthful right there.
Yeah.
You said a mouthful there.
Because the Most High will humble you. That's for sure.
And you better believe it.
It's evident with Jonah. I think he lost some of his humility as we go on. But Most High keeps reminding him who's the boss.
What do you think?
So can we be as obedient to the Most High as a fish? That fish put Jonah to shame.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we have turned over every leaf and lifted every stone contrary. We've given a critical analysis and an intelligent, accurate one. Praise the Most High. I think we did our due diligence, brother. What about you? What about you, Society? You think we did our due diligence?
Yes, I do. I think so.
Thank you, Society. What about you, Brother Contrary?
No doubt. You see the code that the prophet followed? The same codes that we should be following.
Exactly. Well, Contrell, thank you, my brother, Sister Abigail. Thank you, my dear sister. Fellow students, Contrell is about to bring a beautiful song to us. And he's going to break it down to you like you poor. Stop sticking your mouth off. I didn't say you were poor. I said like you were poor. You didn't understand. All right, Contrell. May the Most High bless you.
May the Most High bless you as well. I think we're in Psalms 136.
So. The gatekeeper said yes.
Right.
So you know I got to ask you what the title and the author is of this psalm, right?
You said 136? Okay.
Yes, sir.
It says, God, you have thanksgiving to Yah for his enduring mercy, just like Jonah. Thanksgiving to Yah for his enduring mercy. Thanksgiving to Yah.
Are you supposed to wait till November 24th?
No.
Supposed to give thanks to the Most High every day. Like I said, thank you for life, for health, for strength, for another day. Most High could stop the sun if he wants to. And guess what? If he did that, we all be dead, wouldn't we?
Well, what you said, what they call the Cinderella song. You know, these folks come up with some tales. They didn't make up stuff. That's why the earth ain't running out of its circuit that it go in. Yah has designed it to go in. And it's not burning up because of Cinderella. Okay.
No, it's called the Goldilocks.
Oh, the Goldilocks. Okay. All right, sound cute, but it don't sound number cute. Go ahead.
Baby like zone. It means that the earth is not too close to the sun when we will burn up.
Well, you
and
know
it's
what
not
that
too
is?
Far away when we will freeze. The most I put the earth in perfect rotation with the sun so that we don't burn up when we don't freeze, but it produces
okay.
light.
So here's what you're telling us. Based upon that scientific knowledge, they've used the fairy tale to design the going.
Yeah.
This earth too hot. This earth too cold. This earth is just okay, gotcha. People buy
it. Climate change.
People buy anything.
Global warming.
Yeah. The Goldilocks. All right.
And they want you to believe that we're in a Goldilocks zone as a result of a Big Bang.
Okay. Okay. Whatever they say, I don't believe it.
The Big Bang.
Goldilocks zone.
Yep. As a result of the Big Bang, we're in a Goldilocks zone.
Oh, okay. All right. If they said so, I ain't buying it. Go ahead, Contrail.
Yeah, so it doesn't tell you who's the author of this song, does it?
Goldilocks?
Hey,
is it Goldilocks?
No,
okay. I thought you were talking about Big Bang.
We're talking about Psalms 136. Who's the author?
No, I didn't say the author. It just says, thanksgiving to Yah for his enduring, not out of the Goldilocks song, though. Okay.
No need for an author, because we all should be giving thanks to Yah, because he's good. For his loving kindness endures forever. And how long is forever?
Forever and ever. Yeah.
So what's all about the Old Testament if Yah is good and his loving kindness endures forever? What's all about it? You want
to
put that away?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Well, Yah's loving kindness is good and endures forever. What are you supposed to do? Give thanks to Yah, the Elohim of gods, for his loving kindness endures forever. How long is forever?
Forever, ever, and ever, ever, ever.
Give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his loving kindness endures forever. How long is forever?
Forever, ever, and ever, ever, ever.
To him who alone does great wonders. Is anybody with him when he does great wonders? Or does it say that he was alone when he did great wonders?
No.
To him who alone does great wonders. Why? Because his loving kindness. You got to remember this. His loving kindness endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his loving kindness endures forever. Do we know
forever,
who made the heavens?
Forever, ever, and ever, ever, ever.
Do we understand how the Most High made the heavens? Science says Big Bang.
No,
I don't think
they knew. It wasn't the Goldilocks and the three bears.
To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his loving kindness endures forever. Yeah,
forever.
Earth is 75% water. How are we standing on something that is 75% water that travels 1,000 miles a second and you don't feel a bump? Because Yah's loving kindness endures forever. To him who made great light, for his loving kindness endures forever. What lights we talking about? Oh, I just mentioned it. The sun to rule by day. Science haven't figured out the sun. They study it. They look at it. They watch it. But they haven't even figured out the moon. As a matter of fact, the Most High said the moon and the stars to rule by night. Who made that? Yah, who stretched out the heavens. For his loving kindness endures forever. To him who struck down Mizraim's firstborn. Who did that?
Moses.
Why did he do it? He told Moses, go down, Moses, and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. My firstborn, Israel. He struck down Mizraim's firstborn, but his loving kindness endured forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his loving kindness endures forever. Yeah, he brought us out of Mizraim. We ain't appreciated. what he did with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm. Why did he do that? Because he cried. Somebody save us. Bring us deliverer out of this bondage from Egypt. And Yah stretched out his hand, strong hand and a mighty arm, and he saved us from Egypt, the Egyptians. To him who divided the Red Sea apart. Man can't do that, for his loving kindness endures forever. He made Israel to pass through the middle of it, for his loving kindness endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his loving kindness endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his loving kindness endures forever. How long did the Most High lead us through the wilderness?
40 years.
40 years. At least 2 million people in a place where no man dwelt. 40 years. Only Yah could do that. To him who struck great kings for his loving kindness endures forever. And killed mighty kings for his loving kindness endures forever. Who's that loving kindness enduring for? He ain't showing for these mighty kings that he's beating up. He's showing for the Egyptians. Yah's loving kindness endures forever for his people, Yisrael. That's what he's talking about. He killed mighty kings for us.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because his loving kindness endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites. Why? Because his loving kindness for Israel endures forever. Ah, king of Bashan. Why? Because his loving kindness for Israel endures forever. And gave their land to who? As an inheritance to Israel. Why? Because his loving kindness endures forever. Even a heritage to Israel. Oh, you thought I was just throwing that in there. No, Israel's right here. For his loving kindness endures forever. Why did Yah do this? He gave us all this, even as a heritage to Israel, his servant. What is Israel to Yah? Servants, like the prophets. Can't be like Jonah, running from our responsibilities. We have to face our responsibility and serve Yah. Why? Because his loving kindness endures forever. He loves us. Who remembered us in our lowest state. Yeah, we low right now. Matter of fact, we the tail and not the head. But Yah, has Yah forgotten us? Oh, no. Yah has not forgotten us, even though we're the tail, we're being oppressed. They call us everything outside of our name. But Yah remembers us. Why? For his loving kindness endures forever. For Israel. And has delivered us from our adversaries. Anybody say praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Because we ain't on a plantation no more. From can't see sun up to can't see sun down. Yah has delivered us in measure. We ain't completely free, but we ain't picking cotton on. He delivered us off the cotton fields for shelter.
Sugar cane, tobacco, or rice.
Yeah. They ain't hanging us from trees as frequently as they used to no more. Why? Because Yah's loving kindness endures forever. And he delivers us from the hands of our adversaries. Y'all get it? Israel. And gives food to every creature. Do creatures have to buy their food, or does y'all give it to them?
I ain't never want to see one shopping at the market with me, so I guess
But them rats be up in the markets, they ain't paying a dime.
Oh, they live there.
Huh?
They live there. They get to eat on.
And every creature you could think of on planet Earth, guess what? Yah feeds them every day, doesn't he?
Exactly.
You don't know how, but he does. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here, would they?
Exactly.
He gives food to every creature. For his loving kindness endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Elohim of heaven for his loving kindness endures forever. Don't wait till November 24th, Thanksgiving. No, you're supposed to thank the Most High each and every day. That's what you're supposed to do. This is the song you're supposed to sing. Why? Because his loving kindness for us endures forever. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael for his love, his kindness, and his mercy, because it does endure forever. That's why we're still here. Praise you.
Praise you. That was a beautiful song, Psalms. And I hope the students, fellow students, got some out of it because Cartier broke it down to you like you was 4 years old. Stick your mouth back in. If you don't know, now you know. It's true. The Most High loves endures forever and ever. And learn to be a little bit more appreciative. Whatever you're getting, it may appear to come from this government, but I assure you, they have no interest on giving you anything. As a matter of fact, they don't love you anyway. They don't even want you to stinking vote. And if you give it, they'll take it anyway. In their democracy. Okay, gotcha. Their democracy don't live and do it forever and ever, ever, ever. I can assure you. But try the Most High. You can't go wrong. Their democracy can't do anything for you. Try the LOM. As a matter of fact, I remember when the Democrats was the bad guys and the Republican was the good guy. Now that she was on the other foot, one side of the same bird, different feathers of the same bird. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Not like y'all, whose love and mercy endures forever, ever, ever, ever. And you better believe that, because it's true. Cottrell, Sister Avia, any closing thoughts or comments or anything we just studied, just something off your head.
Just to say that I praise y'all and thank y'all every single day and during the day for letting me live another day to be his humble servant and will continue to do so as long as he puts his breath in me. So shalom and good night, family.
Praise y'all. Praise y'all.
The beauty of tonight's lesson, Prophet Jonah, and the song we just sang and we just read, is that they coordinated. Because it took Jonah in a situation of crisis to realize that he needed the Most High. It shouldn't have took crisis to make him realize that he needed the Most High. But he knew where to turn when he was in trouble. Because he knew that Yah's loving kindness endures forever. And Yah showed Jonah the prophet, even though he had to learn the lesson the hard way. And yes, Yah does love us, especially when we're serving him. And he had a special mission for Jonah that he wanted him to complete. So he showed him his loving kindness and tender mercy because he could have killed Jonah. You running from me, boy? I'm going to kill you. He didn't do that. He could have killed him and chose somebody else. But what? Yah's loving kindness and tender mercy endures forever. And we as a people, we better learn how to tap into that.
Exactly.
I'll say it again. We as a people better learn how to tap into that loving kindness and tender mercy that's for how long?
It goes beyond
your lifetime. Yah's loving kindness goes beyond our lifetime.
Exactly.
So you can never get enough of it, which is why you have to give him thanks. Give
there
thanks to Yah every day for the breath of life, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, life, health, and strength, being able to walk out the door and witness creation every day that he gives it to you. Don't wait till November 24th like the pagans. And they don't even give thanks to the Most High. They just happy to see family and friends and eat turkey. Okay. At what point do you give thanks to the Most High?
God damn. That's cold, bro. That's cold.
Cold turkey, bro. But it's true.
Turkey is dressed and see friends and family. That's cold.
You worried about is the cranberry sauce going to be good?
It's going to be cold. did she make some Ghibli gravy? It's the sweet taters?
Don't forget the sweet potato pie, mama. Don't forget the sweet potato pie. We got to get thanks.
Ain't said nothing about the LOM. Y'all, thank you for this bountiful blessing. Thank you for feeding me every day. Thank you for letting me get up in the morning. Thank you for letting me go to sleep. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my troubles. Because your love endures forever, ever, 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 and ever, ever, ever. Nothing about y'all. It's all about me. Oh, he's something special.
Here's a sister made a song, and she gives thanks. Want to hear it?
What is that, bro?
I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for shining your light on me. It's been a long time since I had someone to love me. I owe my thanks to thee.
Beautiful. All right.
Who was that?
Who was that? I forget her name, but I know you know that song. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for shining your light on me. It's been a long time since I had someone to love me. I owe my thanks to thee.
I think it was Alice Meyer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here
she
go. Sing it, sister. Cartier, he don't know what he's saying.
I sound better than you.
Whatever, Cartier.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want me to sing? You want me to sing? You got the beat.
Oh, there she goes.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, no. It wasn't helping. Huh?
That was a beautiful song.
That's the first time you heard that? You played it twice?
No, it's not back in the day. I heard it not as a recent, it reminded me of it. That's why I went straight to it. Beautiful song. And it's real reflective of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And she said, I want to thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise Yah.
It ain't going to happen without Yah.
You better believe it. She knew that. But she was
long gone.
Yeah, we should know that. Like she's seen it. Everything you get from the LOM.
Mm.
She was far deeper than a lot of folk gave her credit for that song, too. A lot of folk. Mm-hmm. Praise Yah. Beautiful song, Katria.
And they play that song every day, not on Thanksgiving.
You ain't lying, bro. Praise Yah. Cottrell.
Yes,
any
sir.
Any closing comments in our remarks?
I love the Most High because he lets us know who he is. He says, love me kindness and goes forever. Me? I'm tapping into that. That's what I want. Yah's love me kindness that endures forever. If it's endures forever, it's got to be here now. And
exactly.
The more we study these songs and memorize them and take them to heart, may have the Most High would get closer to us. And we'll stop running from our responsibility like the prophet Jonah and receive our blessings. That's what we're waiting for, right? The more we run, the more we in the belly of the beast.
Praise Yah.
Praise
and we
Yah.
We're certainly captive in that beast, the fourth kingdom. So, Savia.
Yes. Just to say, Yah's love is the most important love in anyone's life. So seek him and praise him always. Shalom
praise
and good night.
Shalom, sister, and good night. Fellow students, we love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. I know Cartier got some closing comments for you.
Well, the fact that Yah said he feeds every creature, every living creature, shows you his loving kindness and tender mercy. Because if it was left up to man, there wouldn't be no animals left.
They sure wouldn't get fed.
They wouldn't get fed, that's for sure.
Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Praise Yah.
All right. Get y'all a new heart and a new spirit and pray that you have a sin that has dominion over you, that the Most High take that domination from over you. So It won't keep you separated from the elder. Praise God and bless his holy name. Let's love like it ain't no tomorrow, okay? Because we've been hating on one another. Let's try something different. Shalom and good night.
Loving every night and day, loving all our troubles away. We gon' love like there's no tomorrow. Loving every minute and hour, loving past our own power. We gon' love like there's no tomorrow. We gon' love like there's no tomorrow. Oh, yeah.